This week, the Migrant Power Alliance launched a national action against deportations. The group is calling on Democratic New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer to champion family unity and remove the punitive components of immigration reform. Monica Arias Miranda of the Hispanic Coalition New York says immigration reformists have been directing a lot of their efforts toward Schumer.
One of the reasons why that one particular legislator is being targeted is because he is the chairman of the Subcommittee on Immigration. So he certainly has a level of authority that we're looking to push. I mean, he can certainly help move the agenda on comprehensive immigration report and sort of steer away from the massive deportations that we continue to see.
Miranda, who last fall launched an unsuccessful campaign for the state Senate seat now held by Cecilia Katchik, was among Dreamers and Latino leaders from across New York who last week delivered an open letter expressing their concern about Senator Schumer's current immigration record, which they say has focused more on enforcement than family unity.
He has pushed for $600 million in funding to go towards Border Patrol. And, you know, here in New York State specifically, what we are seeing in areas like Syracuse and Rochester, we have instances where you have the state police riding with Border Patrol. You have instances where Border Patrol just walks into buses and says, hey, let me see your papers.
Schumer's office did not return calls for comment. Republican Congressman Chris Gibson says he is encouraged by ongoing bipartisan discussions in Washington where immigration reform has gained traction in an otherwise gridlocked capital.
I represent 11 counties and 165 towns. I haven't met anyone who thinks that we've got this right. Everyone recognizes that the immigration process and system is broken. And particularly I hear this from our farmers. This is such an issue for them, whether they're fruit and vegetable or dairy. They're having issues with agricultural labor. And so the idea that these issues are going to be addressed, I think, is something vitally important to our region.
Joe Gergola with the Long Island Farm Bureau hails it as a major sign of progress that local immigrant and union advocates were able to sit down with business leaders Monday in Patchogue and find common ground on comprehensive immigration reform.
No one organization or part of the economy is going to agree with everything, but we all have something to gain by continuing to cooperate and to talk about tough issues.
Gergola and other forum attendees agree fixing the nation's immigration system will boost job creation. Immigrant advocates throughout the state say they look forward to working with New York lawmakers, business, and labor leaders on the issue. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.